It's time now for Cardinal Sports on KLGO 1490, 95.9 FM. Tonight's action from Williams Arena at the University of Minnesota campus, St. Paul. State Class 2A quarterfinals. Robert Valley takes on Perham. Tonight's game is brought to you by the 2019 Robert State Boys Basketball Boosters. And now with the pregame and play-by-play, it's Seth Topol.
Thank you very much, Tobin. Good evening. Courtside at Williams Arena for the second time this season as the Redwood Valley Boys trying to make some noise in the State Class 2A tournament. And we have tonight the Redwood Valley Boys taking on Perham. And this is an interesting matchup as both of these two teams come in with a little bit of a different story. As Perham obviously has been to the state tournament several times here over the past few years. Redwood Valley making the trip for the first time since 2015. The one team experienced and battle-tested, but the other team playing the best basketball it has the entire season. So tonight should be a great matchup between these two teams. We're excited that you're joining us here on KLGR for what should be a very busy weekend for our area teams starting here tonight. Plan for the action the rest of the way is we have this game, of course, tonight. Then tomorrow, we've got the Springfield boys taking on Spring Grove. And then we have, that will be at 11 a.m. right back here at Williams Arena. And then at 5 o'clock, we have Westbrook Walnut Grove playing over at the Target Center. Now that is about as much as we can tell you here at this time because the rest of it is entirely, I beg your pardon, Westbrook Walnut Grove playing Northwood, that will be here at Williams Arena. So nothing at Target Center yet, but that is all we know. Because we are entirely dependent on how the next two games go as to where we will be and when. For Redwood Valley, they are coming in, as mentioned, with a record of 16-11. Perham comes into this game with a record of 29-1. We had a chance to talk to Redwood Valley boys basketball coach Aaron Lindahl, as well as a couple of players from this Redwood Valley team. So let's get our pregame rolling here. We'll bring you some of that content that was recorded earlier this week. We'll start off with Coach Lindahl, and we'll see what he has to say about this matchup against the Perham Yellow Jackets.
And we're joined now by members of the Section 3-2A champion Redwood Valley Cardinals, taking a look at the state tournament. First off, guys, you've had a couple days now to kind of take it all in. So I want to just start with your reaction to just how everything all played out. The lead up to the section finals game, the game itself, the aftermath. What do you all remember most about the run to the state tournament?
I think like right from the playoffs we were locked in, and I think we wanted it bad. And we just went on and got it, and I'm very proud of our team. But we still got work to do in the state tournament.
Like Cole said, we've been locked in and we've been playing with very high energy and we've just been playing consistent lately.
Every game that we've played in, we've followed our game plan well coming into the game.
Just like everyone said, we've been locked in, just trusting our teammates and playing great defense.
I think being the fourth seed, we had a chip on our shoulder and that gave us high energy and we're going to keep it going.
We just practiced really well and it led to the games.
In looking at everything that goes into, you know, you got all the fanfare with the Pep Fest and everything. What is most exciting about getting a chance to play in the state tournament?
I think we've all been dreaming about this our whole life, and not only that is our crowd and our town. I can tell like they're very excited for us. They're very happy, and we're happy to be here too.
Yeah, it's great having the whole town behind us and cheering for us.
It's a good experience. We've been looking forward to it, and we just want to have fun. So,
just like they said, just playing with like my boys and just being able to play at the barn is a great experience.
It's a great experience having everyone supporting us, and we got business to do in state.
It would be a great time playing with the team we play with the whole year.
Great. Thanks, fellas. Best of luck in the state tournament. Enjoy it.
All right. Thank you.
And we're joined now by Redwood Valley boys basketball coach Aaron Lindahl, taking a look at the run up to the state tournament after a 74-49 win over St. James in the section finals. Now you've had a chance to just kind of take it all in. What impressed you the most about what you saw from the team throughout the section playoffs in the lead up to the this now state tournament run?
Yeah, just how we've executed everything. You know, we felt we've had some good game plans going to the games as a coaching staff, and our kids have really bought in and really executed that how we wanted to. You know, we talked the St. James game, make them take long contested twos, try to limit their threes. I think they had two threes. You look at the New London game, we talked about limiting Adelman and getting to their shooters. We did that too. Their best shooter goes 3-17. Adelman ends up sitting a lot of the game because he's in foul trouble. Morris came, same thing. We said, hey, those three kids are really good. They're going to score. Let's limit everybody else and make them those three take tough shots, and we've done that. And we feel like our guys are just really locked in, really hungry, and they're just doing a great job of executing what we want to execute. And they're understanding what we're trying to do, and they're buying in. And that's the five guys starting, the five guys on the bench that come off and play, and that's the guys at the end of the bench too. You know, you listen during games, and if we got a kid we don't want to shoot threes, he's in the corner and our whole bench is saying, hey, he's here, make him drive. And we're just locked in from top to bottom, and it shows with our play that you know, we've talked, not a lot of teams are fortunate to win a section final by 25, so that's pretty cool, and our guys are really glad to be here, but also really hungry.
Yeah, and you mentioned a lot still yet to be done at the state tournament, and now you get to deal with all those good problems to have, the pep fest, and being able to head down to the cities a day early and kind of check everything out. Since this now will be your second trip as a coach and you've had experience going elsewhere, does that help you prepare a little bit more just with what the team needs to be ready for with all this going on and still trying to focus on games?
Yeah, it does. You know, it helps that we've been here as a coaching staff before. It helps that Coach Tim has been there a couple times as a player and gone all the way to the end, so that's nice too. And just talking with some other coaches that have been there too, kind of things to look for, things to maybe try getting a practice in at this time instead of this time. So all that little stuff that we kind of had to fight through the first time makes it a lot easier this time. And I heard a lot of the guys say it too, and we've talked a lot this week in practice. Yes, it's a great experience to get to the state tournament, and there's eight teams out of, I think, 165 in our class that are still playing and practicing, and we're fortunate to be one of those teams. But at the same time, you know, we feel really good about what we're doing right now, and we feel like we're going to make a run here. And we know that it's not going to be an easy one, and everyone else is trying to do the same thing, so we got to make sure we're locked in and ready to go.
Nice feature as opposed to the first time you guys went. Not a one-and-done situation now. You get two games regardless. And so that gives you a chance where if you, you know, as happened last time, you run into Melrose, who's the eventual state champion, you don't necessarily get dinged for that. You still have a chance to kind of work your way back through. How much better of an experience does that make it, being able to not have to deal with, okay, well, we drew the number one seed, and now we'll give them everything we've got, but then we got to go home?
Yeah, that'll be nice too, and that'll be just great experience for all of our guys. You know, we got, obviously we play a lot of seniors, but we got 500 class and they get a lot of minutes too, so it'll be nice to kind of get their feet wet in not just one game, multiple games. You know, you got to warm up in front of the big crowds, you got to deal with people yelling at you, you got to deal with the TV stuff and all those little things that a lot of people don't realize go into a basketball game. It'll be nice to have extra experience doing that stuff.
What do you know about Perham? They obviously are not the number one seed, they're the three seed, but still very, very tough team, and from what I was able to see on the roster, they've got a couple of kids that are above 6 foot, but they're not overly big.
Yeah, you know, that is kind of nice. You'll get some of the teams in the class, and, you know, Minnehaha's got a 7-footer and that kind of stuff. And we talk a lot that if we want to be the best, we've got to beat the best, so that's going to come down the line. But as far as matchups, you know, Perham's got the 2-6-3 kids, so we match up well with them. Obviously, they're a solid team. I think they're 27-1, so they haven't lost a lot during the year. But, you know, we feel that if we execute our game plan, we've watched a lot of film and talked to a lot of coaches, and we've done our homework on them, and we feel that if we execute the things we've talked about and play our style of basketball that got us there, you know, we're going to put ourselves in a position to win. And obviously, they're going to be doing the same stuff, and they're going to be working hard, and everyone's kind of at the same point in the season now. But we just got to make sure we do what we do, and we handle our game, and we worry about us and not anybody else.
I'll ask you the same question I asked Taya. Are you bringing a stool to Williams Arena, or are you just gonna walk around?
You know, I don't sit a lot to begin with. I think my coaches and players will like it because they'll at least be looking through like my legs instead of my whole body. So I think they'll really enjoy that. Otherwise, I might just hit up Coach Patino and see if he'll leave his up there for me.
There you go. Yeah, we'll see what happens there. But should be a lot of fun. Cardinals and Perham in the Class 2A state quarterfinals. Looking forward to it, Coach. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Back here at Williams Arena, out on the court. Well, not out on the court, but at court level, Cardinals and the Yellow Jackets getting ready to roll here in the final game of the day at Williams Arena. The first day of competition for the boys' state high school tournament. The reserves being announced for both teams, so why don't we go through and roll with the starters for both teams. Redwood Valley is the visitor here tonight, so we will go first with them. Starting number four, Connor Josephson. Also starting number five, Cole Woodford. Number 13, Bronson Smith. Number 15, Kyle Huntercook. And number 23, Colin Wells. Those are your starters for Redwood Valley, 16 and 11 on the season. The Section 3-2A champs, after taking down St. James area in very emphatic fashion, 74-49 last week to get to this point. Perham, on the other hand, 29-1. Their lone loss came against Minnehaha Academy, who everyone hopes to avoid here in the tournament, as they finished up over at Target Center not too long ago, taking on St. Peter. Perham got to this point by beating Hawley 53-47 in the Section 8-2A Finals. Winner of this game advances to play Friday night at the Target Center against Minneapolis North. The loser of this game goes to Concordia St. Paul tomorrow night at 8 o'clock to play ESCO in the Constellation Semifinals. Winner of that Constellation Semifinals matchup would play Friday at 2 o'clock. Winner of the Semifinals matchup would play Saturday at 1 o'clock on the top side of the bracket. Starters for Perham goes like this. Number 2, Jensen Beachy. Number 3, Charlie Rasmussen. Number 4, Josh Jazorski. Number 10, Finn Diggins. And number 21, Carter Kresop. As Coach Lindahl will have some final thoughts for his starters, and then we will be ready to rock here in the Class 2A state quarterfinals between Redwood Valley and Perham. Thank you for joining us here tonight. Big thank you to our sponsors of this broadcast, the 2019 Redwood Valley Boys State Tournament Boosters. You'll hear those sponsors all throughout the broadcast here tonight. And a big thank you to them for making this and all broadcasts here at the state tournament possible. Both teams out on the court. It will be Jazorski against Kyle Huntercook for the opening tip. And we are underway. Perham controls. It'll be Rasmussen who defers to Kresop, bringing it up. Kicks on the right side to Rasmussen. Dribbling back towards the top of the keys. Quickly pushed across to Kresop in the corner. He's got it on the perimeter. Back to the top. Beachy in the corner. And foul going to be called right away on Redwood Valley. That will be on Colin Wells, his first. Inbound coming from the Yellow Jackets. Kicked in on the right side to Kresop. He goes around the screen, back at the top of the key. Kresop to the right side for Beachy. Beachy dribbling now towards the top of the key. Beachy in attack mode. Able to save it as he nearly turns it over, but dinged back to the top. trying to kick it inside. It's poked away by Connor Josephson. Redwood Valley in transition. Josephson's shot is no good. Ball is tipped out and is going to go to Purim. Good work by Connor Josephson. Stealing the ball inside, and now pressure will be put on by Redwood Valley. Kristoff gets it on the near side. With 17:10 left to go here in the first half, it is 0-0, Redwood Valley and Purim. Far side to Beachy. Beachy on the wing. Beachy on the drive. Goes down low. Shot is no good. Kyle Huntercook with a rebound, and Colin Wells will bring it up on the near side. Wells works the perimeter. Back to Woodford at the top. Cole, step back. Three is good. And Redwood Valley off and running. They have a 3-0 lead. And the ball kicked out. It tipped. It will stay with Purim. So Woodford gets Redwood Valley started. Inbound goes to Rasmussen. Back to the top and across. Kristoff with it. Kristoff. Rasmussen in the corner. Back around the screen. Lobbed across. Purim with it in the corner right side. Working the perimeter. Redwood Valley's playing tight man defense. Ball kicked in the low post. Purim with nowhere to go. They'll kick it back out right side. Beachy lobbed it back out. Picked up by Jaworski, I should say. Back outside. Attack mode for Diggins. Diggins' shot is too strong, and the rebound is hauled in by Huntercook. Colin Wells with it. Wells on the near side. Gets it to Huntercook. Kyle on the wing left side. Back to the top for Bronson Smith. Smith to Josephson. Josephson back to Wells at the top of the key. Wells back across to Bronson Smith. Smith to Josephson. Kicks in the corner to Huntercook. Huntercook back to Colin Wells. Wells will back it up. Wells hands it off to Bronson Smith. Bronson to Josephson on the near side. Back across to Wells. Colin on the attack. Teardrop runner offline, no good. And the rebound is hauled in by Rasmussen. Purim will bring it up. 15:06 left to go here first half. It's 3-0 Redwood Valley on top. Top of the key. Kicked in the corner. Far side. Rasmussen around a screen. Make that Beachy. Beachy back to the top for Jaworski. I'll get it right eventually. Kicked inside. And a foul going to be called on Huntercook as Jaworski went for the drive. And actually, the foul is going to be on Connor Josephson, his first. That will send Jaworski to the free throw line. First free throw rattles out. Second free throw is good. And Purim gets on the board to make it 3-1 with 14:46 left to go in the first half. Woodford kicks it to Huntercook. Huntercook in the corner, far side. Back to Josephson. Josephson on the left wing. Josephson hands it off to Woodford. Cole. And a foul going to be called as Purim tried to wrestle the ball away. Foul going to be called on Jensen Beachy. Brian Haas going to come in for Colin Wells. 14:35 left to go. Josephson in the corner. Cool with it. Back outside. Haas quickly across to Huntercook. Bronson Smith lets one fly from three, and it's good. 6-1, Redwood Valley on top. 14:20 left to go in the first half. Rasmussen with it. Rasmussen around the screen, kicks it out. Firm in the corner, far side. 3-2, answer is offline. Woodford the rebound, quickly gets it ahead to Bronson Smith. Bronson, hard off the glass and in. And Redwood Valley on top, 8-1, with 14 minutes left to go. Beachy in the corner, far side. Back across. Kristoff with it. Back to the top of the key for Beachy. Beachy bounces it back to the top and across quickly again. Kicked inside. Shot by Purim is no good. Rebound tipped out and picked up by the Yellow Jackets, and a foul going to be called as it's Ben Diggins who's able to get a second opportunity. That'll be the first foul on Woodford, third of the first half for Redwood Valley, as Carter Getter getting ready to check in. Diggins to try to double the score. He does. Ben Diggins with a free throw to make it 8-2. Carter Getter comes in for Bronson Smith. Into the game for the Yellow Jackets is Elijah Morris. He will take the place of Rasmussen. Second free throw is good, so Diggins goes 2-for-2. All firm points so far from the free throw line. Redwood Valley leading 8-3 with 13:30 left to go here in the first half. Josephson with it, far side, Woodford. And Woodford got tangled up with somebody. Ball out of bounds is going to go to Purim. Not sure who he got tangled up with particularly, but somebody did. Brian Haas comes in to try to steal the ball away, but he touched the baseline. Good active defense by this Redwood Valley Cardinals unit so far. Inbound comes in. Far side, Kristoff. Kristoff in attack mode. Kicks it in the corner. Purim a three. Rattles out. Rebound is loose and hauled in by Kyle Huntercook. Woodford trying to get it inside. Pass is tipped. And here comes Purim. Far side. Another three by the Yellow Jackets. And that one is good from Elijah Morris. 8-6. 12:58 left to go. And here we go. Get her with it. In the corner. Back to Haas at the top. Haas tries to work inside. He's cut off. Back to Huntercook and across near side to Josephson. Josephson to Haas. Haas on the drive. Short two is no good. And the rebound is hauled in by Diggins. Diggins to Kristoff, far side. Kristoff kicks it. Back to the top for Jazorski and across to Kristoff, left wing. Kristoff. He'll back up. Tight defense by Brian Haas. Haas loses his balance. Purim kicks it across. Another three offline. Rebound is tipped out. Putback doesn't go. Second effort is good. Jazorski able to tie the score at 8-8 with 12:04 left to go as Carson Woodford gets ready to check in. Getter in the corner. Haas. Woodford at the top. Cole and a foul going to be called on Beachy, his second. 11:56 remaining here. First half, it is 8-8. Redwood Valley and Purim tied. Kyle Huntercook checked out of the game. Alex Lang will come in for Connor Josephson. Purim also making some subs as Rasmussen comes into the game for the Yellow Jackets. Alex Lang inbounds, gets it into Woodford. Cole has it at the top. Goes around to Haas, screen, back to Haas. And now back to Carson at the top. Woodford quickly over to Lang on the near side. Lang to Woodford. Cole fakes the three. Zings it in the corner to Getter. Back to Haas at the top. And across far side, Lang kicks it just inside the line to Carson Woodford. Cole tries a deep one. And Cole Woodford able to rattle the three home. Redwood Valley takes an 11-8 lead with 11:25 left to go. Far side, Morris with it. Morris back to the top for Jazorski and across to Kristoff. Purim tries that little flare screen with Jazorski, but again, they do not go his way. Jazorski with it on the wing. In the corner for Morris. Morris on the attack. Loses the handle. And we're going to get a jump ball. Possession will favor Redwood Valley. So Getter will defer to Haas, and Haas brings it up. 10:51 left to go here in the first half. Haas around a couple screens, kicks to Carson Woodford from the free throw line. Back across to Lang. Lang in the corner to Haas. Haas back up top to Getter. Lang with it on the wing. Tries the drive back outside to Woodford. Carson in the corner for Getter. Back outside, Woodford. Cole on the far side. Cole tries another step back three. Offline, rebound hauled in by Finn Diggins. Kreisop will bring it up. 11-8. Redwood Valley on top of Perham here with 10-18 left to go in the first half. Back to the top, kick underneath. Shot no good by Jazorski. And now Woodford to Brian Haas. Haas off the glass. Shot no good. And the rebound is hauled in as Carson Woodford can't quite handle the putback. 10 minutes left to go first half. Redwood Valley on top by 3, 11-8. Kreisop with it. Goes across far side to Elijah Morris. Back to the top quickly across to Kreisop. Kreisop to the top of the key. Drive and a foul going to be called by on Carson Woodford. That was Rasmussen on the drive. And that will result in some free throws for Perham. A couple of subs getting ready to check in for Redwood Valley. The fourth foul on the Cardinals here in the first half. Free throw for Charlie Rasmussen is good, and that cuts it to 11-9. Connor Josephson and Bronson Smith come in for Redwood Valley as Cole Woodford and Brian Haas will check out. Carter Getter also out as Brennan Sander coming into the game for Redwood Valley. One change for Perham, that is Beachy back in. Second free throw. Rattles out. The Perham has had most of their points from the free throw line. They trail 11-9. Sander with it at the top to Bronson. Back across far side, Alex Lang. Lang on the attack. Lang gets it to Josephson. Josephson loses the handle and a foul will be called. Redwood Valley will keep possession. Foul on Carter Kreisop, lobbed out to Bronson Smith. Smith with it at the top, over to Josephson near side. Josephson on the wing. Josephson tries to drive back out to Alex Lang across far side, Brennan Sander. Sander fakes a drive, gets it back to Bronson and across to Carson Woodford. Carson across near side to Josephson. Josephson wants to attack, trying to work in the paint. Shot is no good. Foul going to be called on Carson Woodford. Trying to grab the rebound. So Carson picks up his second. That is the fifth on Redwood Valley here in the first half. Redwood Valley will now press as Cole Woodford is back in, as is Kyle Huntercook. Kreisop far side, near side, back to Jazorski. Jazorski across to Kreisop, back to the top of the key for Rasmussen. Rasmussen back, far side, Kreisop. 8:47 remaining here in the first half. Kicked out. Drive. Shot is good by Beachy. And Perham has tied the score at 11 apiece with 8:32 left to go. Woodford at the top. Woodford kicks it to Josephson. Huntercook's shot is in and nicely done by Kyle Huntercook. Ran into a brick wall, but nonetheless able to get the basket to go. 13-11, Redwood Valley on top. Kicks in the corner. Kreisop fakes the three. He'll go around a couple screens back to the top for Diggins. Diggins hands it off back again to Jazorski. And now he'll hand it off. Perham on the attack. Off-balance shot is good by Beachy to retie the score at 13-13. 7:43 left to go. Woodford on the drive. Woodford, scoop shovel, no. And the rebound is hauled in by Jazorski. Perham with it far side. Kreisop to the top for Diggins. Diggins on the drive. Spin move. Scoops double up and in. And Purim has reclaimed the lead 15-13 with 7:17 left to go here in the first half. Hunter Cook with it on the wing. Kyle dribbling towards the top. He'll drive to the paint. Gets it to Josephson. Josephson on the drive. Back out to Woodford. Cole across near side to Brennan Sander. Sander back to Hunter Cook at the top. Both teams being very methodical offensively. Woodford on the near side. Cole, little screen. Bronson Smith, his shot rattles out. Ran right into Jazorski, and Jazorski simply bounced off. It looks like Purim going to take a timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:42 left to go here, first half. It is 15-13, Purim leading. We'll take a break. You're listening to State Class 2A quarterfinal basketball here on KLGR. 6:42 left to go here, first half. It is 15-13, Purim on top. Winner of this game advances to play Friday against Minneapolis North. Loser of this game takes on Esco at Concordia St. Paul tomorrow night. Kristoff with it on the wing left side. Goes around a screen. He'll dribble back out. Purim and Redwood Valley both comparable in terms of points allowed. Beachy's shot is good, and a foul going to be called as well. And foul looks like will be on Woodford. That's his second. Purim starting to use a lot of, as the free throw is no good, a lot of motion from the free throw line. And as a result, they now lead by four. Woodford tries to kick it far side. It goes off the underneath of the rim. Jazorski with it in the corner. Tries the drive going on Colin Wells. And a foul going to be called as Jazorski on the drive. That will be on Colin Wells, his second. Jazorski will shoot. And first free throw is good. That makes it 18-13 as Brian Haas comes back in for Redwood Valley. He'll take the place of Colin Wells. Jazorski with 4 points. One more on the way. That free throw also good. So Josh Jazorski knocks down a couple. It is now a 6-point lead for Purim, 19-13. Josephson at the top. Bounces to the left elbow for Hunter Cook. Haas from the free throw line back out. Josephson to Hunter Cook. He's got it left side. Hunter Cook kicks it to Josephson in the corner. Little double. Green inside, Hunter Cook. Offensive foul going to be called on Kyle Hunter Cook. It looks like Hunter Cook went a little high. Carter Getter will come in. Woodford will check out as Carter Getter comes in. Coach Lindahl not wanting Cole to get a third foul here in the first half. Pressure put on. Jazorski far side. Bounced it across. Kristoff with it on the wing. Kristoff at the top. Back outside to LaFon. Rasmussen on the drive. Kicks it inside to LaFon. LaFon kicks in to Rasmussen. And he tips it in for two. And now it's a 7-point, an 8-point lead. 21-13, Hunter Cook on the drive. Loose ball picked up by Purim. Rasmussen with it. Kicks it to Kristoff far side and to LaFond. LaFond hands it off to Beachy. Beachy on the attack. Scoop shovel, no. Jazorski tried for the putback. His effort was denied. And baseline... sideline touch, that is, for Redwood Valley heading down the floor, and it will be Purim's ball. Redwood Valley got to calm it down here a little bit. 4:47 left to go first half. It's 21-13 Purim. Oh, my goodness. Kreisop on a bounce pass from the far three-point line. Purim now up to a 10-point lead. Josephson kicks it out. Hunter Cook a three to stop the run, and it's good. 23-16. That was a big basket for Redwood Valley. Ball kick to the top for Jazorski and across. Kreisop with it on the left wing. Back to the top of the key. Rasmussen across to Beachy. Beachy on the drive. Back out. Jazorski a three. Offline. And a foul going to be called on LaFond as he tried to steal the rebound away from Carter Getter. Paz will check out. Scratch that. Woodford will come in for Carter Getter with 4:05 left to go. And they are going to change that to a long two. So Hunter Cook with a long two there. 23-15 the score. Josephson at the top. Thinks about a three. He'll instead get it to Cole. Cole on the drive. Kicks it in the corner. Bronson a three. To Bronson Smith with a three. And Redwood Valley takes a timeout. 23-18 with 3:47 left to go here in the first half. We'll take a break. You're listening to the State Class 2A quarterfinal here on KLGR. Back here at Williams Arena. Redwood Valley putting some pressure on Purim and a foul going to be called on Brian Haas. That will send the Yellow Jackets to the free throw line. Or I think it's on Brian Haas. It has not been put up on the board yet. It must be. We're going with it. So free throws coming up for Carter Kreisop. First is good. That makes it 24-18. And second free throw is also good. 25-18, Purim on top. Hunter Cook with it. Back to the top for Cole. Cole kicks it to Alex Lang. Far side for Bronson Smith. Back to the top. Josephson. High floater. Offline. Purim with another board. And Rasmussen will bring it up. He'll kick it to Kreisop. Far side. Looks like Purim is going to try to slow it down. Rasmussen with it. Back to Kreisop at the top. Kreisop. To Rasmussen. Back to Kreisop. And back across. Three by the Yellow Jackets. No good. Rebound. Offensive foul going to be called. Foul on Finn Diggins. Pulled a member of the Cardinals off of him to grab the rebound. Can't do that. 2:55 left to go here, first half. Josephson with it. Connor goes far side. Back to the top for Woodford. Cole kicks it across to Alex Lang. Back out for Woodford. Quickly across to Josephson. They're really trying to deny Cole the ball. Josephson behind the back shot. No good, but a foul will send him to the free throw line. Kreisop called for the foul. Josephson with free throws coming. First free throw is no good. Carter Getter comes in for Kyle Hunter Cook. Give you a scope of how big this court is. If you've heard any, second free throw is good for Josephson. That makes it 25-19. I'll finish that thought later as we've got 2:30 left to go here in the first half. Kreisop with it. Kicks it far side to Rasmussen. Rasmussen on the perimeter over Kreisop. Back to Rasmussen. and back to Kreisoff on the right side. 2:17 left to go in the first half. Kreisoff bounces it to Rasmussen. Rasmussen on the drive. Zings it out. Purim back out. Kreisoff. And they'll back it out again. 2:03 left to go. Kicked inside to Diggins. Diggins in the corner. Purim again backs it out. Rasmussen with it. Rasmussen wants to attack. Offensive foul going to be called. So Rasmussen picked up his first. Chance for Redwood Valley to cut into this six-point deficit with 1:50 left to go in the first half. Josephson with it. Connor's got it at the top. Dribbles far side. Hands it off to Cole. Cole back to Josephson far side. Josephson on the drive. Back out to Bronson. Bronson on the wing right side. Back to Cole at the top. Cole's going to step up for a deep one. Offline. Rebound hauled in by Carter Getter. Back to the top for Woodford. Cole over to Alex Lang. Lang in the corner for Woodford. Cole, he'll try one. And Cole Woodford from the corner. 25-22. And some pressure will be put on. Lang trying to trap Kreisoff. Kreisoff able to kick it inside. Jaworski off the glass. No. Kreisoff the board. He'll dribble it back out. And now a steal lobbed ahead and tipped by Purim. They can't handle it. Redwood Valley will have it with 54.6 seconds left to go. Woodford with it at the top. Under a minute left to go in the first half. Kicks to Getter. Getter back to Josephson at the top. Josephson to the low post. Back out for Woodford. Woodford to Getter near side. Getter in the corner to Bronson. Bronson right in front of me. Back out top. 33 seconds left in the first half. Purim leading 25-22. Josephson in the corner. Back outside to Cole. Cole far side. Cole on the attack. Cole off the glass and good. And it's a one-point game with 20 seconds left to go. Rasmussen with it. 13 seconds left. Purim will hold for the last shot. Kreisoff far side. Back to Kreisoff. 7 seconds left. Who gets it? Purim back outside. Kreisoff at three to beat the buzzer. And he does. Redwood Valley inbound. And we will head to the half. Purim leading 28-24. The Yellow Jackets end the half with a three, and we will take a break. You're listening to State Class 2A quarterfinal basketball here on KLGR. Back here at the half, Purim leading Redwood Valley 28-24 in the Class 2A state quarterfinals. Looking over the stats in the first half, Redwood Valley 9 of 19 from the field. They're 5 of 7 from 3 and 1 of 2 from the line. Redwood Valley also 11 rebounds, had 6 turnovers in that first half with 3 steals, and that 5 of 7 number from the 3-point line, a very good one. Purim, on the other hand, they were 2 of 7 from the 3-point line. They shot 9 of 22 from the field, but they were 8 of 11 from the free throw line. They out-rebounded Redwood Valley 14 to 11. Just 4 turnovers for Purim in the first half to go with 4 assists and 3 steals. Leading scorers for Redwood Valley, Cole Woodford with 11 points. He was 4 of 7 overall, 3 of 5 from beyond the arc. Also had 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Bronson Smith was 3 of 4 from the field. He had 8 points in the first half. Kyle Huntercook finished with 4 points and 4 rebounds in the first half. Connor Josephson, 1 point, 1 rebound, 2 assists in that first half. And that is it. Those are your only 4 that have scored for Redwood Valley there in that first half. For the Yellow Jackets, Jensen Beachy with 4 points in the first half. Charlie Rasmussen had 5. Josh Jaworski with 5 points. Finn Diggins with 4 points. Carter Pressup with 7 points, including that 3 right before the buzzer sounded. to give the Yellow Jackets that four-point lead. Then Elijah Morris with 3 points for the Yellow Jackets there in the first half. So not an abundance of scoring in the first half. Both of these teams, again, coming in, they scored right around 74 points per game. Perham a little higher than Redwood Valley, but their defensive numbers substantially lower. They were averaging right around 59 points per game allowed this season. So a slow-it-down style, definitely something that Redwood Valley wants to avoid. They want to get out and run and force Perham to keep up. So we'll see if they go back to that here in the second half, trailing 28-24. Again, we've got much more basketball coming up here the rest of the weekend, as we'll have the Springfield Tigers playing in their first game of the state tournament. It'll be tomorrow at 11 a.m. right here at Williams Arena, taking on Spring Grove. Springfield, the number one seed. Spring Grove unseeded. So that's our first game of the day over on 97.7 Jack FM. Then we have Westbrook Walnut Grove taking on Northwood. That will be at 5 o'clock here at Williams Arena. We'll have that also on 97.7 Jack FM. And then we wait to see what else we have on the docket. It all depends on what happens here in this game. We'll also then kind of go with what we know the rest of the way as well with Springfield and Westbrook Walnut Grove as well. So that's as much as I can tell you right now. The Cardinals trailing 28-24 at the half. Redwood Valley had a lead for the early portion of the game. Perham able to get it out to a 21-13 advantage. Then 23-13, Redwood Valley made a run, and Perham again got that final three-pointer before the half ended to push back out to a four-point lead once again. Again, a big thank you to our state tournament boosters, the Redwood Valley State Tournament boosters, for supporting our broadcast here this evening. Because of those sponsors, we can bring you the action here from Williams Arena and also wherever else we may broadcast here the rest of the weekend. Just about ready for the start of the second half here tonight. And looks like Redwood Valley will have the ball to start. Actually, take that back. Cardinals going over and getting set on defense. So that would lead me to believe then that Perham has the ball. Start it. But they're going to go through a couple more words in the timeout before we get going. For Redwood Valley, it'll be Cole Woodford, Colin Wells, Connor Josephson, Kyle Huntercook, and Bronson Smith out on the court. And Perham does indeed have the basketball to start things. It'll be Jazorski in to inbound. Press up with it. Kicks it far side. Back across. Press up. He'll dribble back out. Bounces it to the near side for Beachy. Beachy to Press up. Back out to Beachy. Beachy with a little bit of a steam. Kicks it out. Three from Rasmussen, high arcing three offline. Josephson with the rebound, quickly ahead to Woodford, trying to get it inside. It's tipped, and it's going to go to Perham. Woodford tried to tip the ball inside to Bronson Smith. Perham got a hand on it, and it ended up going evidently off of a Cardinal. So Perham with control. Redwood Valley will put on a three-quarter court trap. Beachy lobs it across to Rasmussen. Back out to Cressup. Cressup with it at the top. Gets it out. Three for Perham is no good, and a foul going to be called on Bronson Smith. So Bronson called for a foul. That will extend the possession for Perham. Top of the key, Cressup with it. Cressup dribbling left, bounces it to Diggins. Diggins going to work. Too much walking. A travel called on Purim. Redwood Valley will take over with 17:04 left to go. Wells will inbound. Wells with it far side. Back to Josephson at the top. Over to Cole. Cole kicks it in the corner to Hunter Cook. Kyle dribbling back to the top. Back to Wells. Colin. Colin wants to attack. He'll hand it off to Woodford. Cole on the drive. Cole kicks it out. Back to the top for Hunter Cook. Hunter Cook zings it inside to Josephson. Nearly lost the handle. He's able to get it back inside to Bronson Smith, and his shot is up and in. The first basket of the second half, 28-26. Purim on top. Yellow Jackets trying to break half court. Crescent's got to hurry. Gets it in, and they do as Rasmussen gets it to Beachy. Far side, Rasmussen. Rasmussen. Back to Cressup, quickly cross. Beachy again for three. That one missed everything. Rebound is picked up, and Rasmussen able to glide through the lane, up and in for two. Woodford coming down the other end, has it blocked. And here comes Purim. Rasmussen off the glass. Blocking foul going to be called on Kyle Huntercook. So Hunter Cook called for the foul. Basket good for Rasmussen. He's got all four so far here in the second half. Trying to extend it to a seven-point lead. And free throw is right off the front of the iron. No good. Josephson, far side for Hunter Cook. Gets it to Colin Wells on the left wing. 15:43 left to go. Back to Bronson at the top and across to Josephson. Josephson zings it down low to Woodford. Back to the top. Hunter Cook over to Wells, left side. Wells tries to drive. He's cut off. Back outside for Cole. Cole back across to Bronson. Bronson in the corner for Hunter Cook. Kick down low to Josephson. Josephson going to work. Josephson. Shot is no good. Tip is no good. Loose ball picked up by Hunter Cook. And it's stolen away by Purim. Jazorski with it. Gets it to Cressa. Back out to Jazorski for three. Offline. Rebound hauled in by Woodford. 32-26. Purim on top. 15:02 left to go. Josephson with it on the right wing. Kicks in the corner. Far side to Bronson Smith. Woodford kicks it out. Hunter Cook in the corner to Wells. Colin lines up a three. Off the glass. No. Rebound hauled in by Diggins. Diggins quickly ahead. In the corner, Jazorski. He'll go back out to Cressup. Cressup to Beachy. Beachy again tries a three, and that time knocks it down. Jensen Beachy for three, and that makes it 35-26. Purim on top. A 7-2 run to start off the second half. Inside to Hunter Cook. Kyle's shot is good. Much needed basket for Redwood Valley. 35-28. Redwood Valley will press. Beachy with it far side. Kicks it across. Rasmussen. Thought about kicking it inside. Back to Cressup instead. Rasmussen on the drive. He'll try a short two offline. And putback is no good for Diggins, but he's fouled. Josephson picks up his second. That's the third on Redwood Valley here. The second half. First free throw for Diggins is good. Bronson Smith and Colin Wells check out. Brian Haas and Carter Getter back into the game. Try to help with what is becoming a wider rebound disparity. Diggins' second free throw is also good. 37-28, 13:50 left to go here, second half. Josephson, top of the key. Gets it to the left elbow for Hunter Cook. Kyle to Brian Haas. Haas tries to drive back to Hunter Cook to the top for Woodford. Cole kicks kicks it inside, tipped out, Purim ball. Carson Woodford comes in for Kyle Huntercook. Kicks far side. Purim on the inbound. Jazorski, Sabici. Jazorski nearly too tall for Beachy. Back to Kressup at the top. Kressup far side. Kicks in the corner. Purim working the perimeter. Kressup bounces it inside. Mid-range two is no good. Jazorski's shot is tipped up and in, and he's fouled. So that will increase the lead to 39-28. Jazorski with a free throw coming up. And he knocks it down. Purim has increased their lead here in the second half to 40-28. Woodford at the top, back across to Brian Haas. Haas on the drive. Haas tries to kick it inside, stolen away by Purim. Diggins dribbles it in. Back to Kressup at the top. Kressup bounces it left wing for Jazorski. Jazorski kicks it inside. Diggins up and in for two. And Redwood Valley going to call a timeout. Purim out in force here in the second half at 42-28. Purim on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to State Class 2A quarterfinal here on KLGR. A 14-4 run to start off the second half here for Purim. They're trying to get their crowd into it as they want a chance at Minneapolis North on Friday. For Redwood Valley, they've got some work to do. Try to get back into this one with 12:43 left to go in the second half. 42-28, Redwood Valley trailing Purim. Woodford gets it to the left elbow for Getter. Getter kicks it inside to Alex Lang. Lang's shot up and in. Nicely done, Alex Lang. Redwood Valley quickly gets one out of the timeout. Jazorski brings it up far side. Yellow Jackets try to press. Press up with it. Kicks in the corner to Morris. Morris back to the top. Diggins tries a three. Offline. Rebound and poked away from Getter. Stolen by Purim. Able to sift it inside. Tip up is good for Jazorski. 11:57 left to go. 44-30, and blocking foul going to be called. Coming down the other end on Purim. Diggins picked up his second. Redwood Valley will inbound. Cole to trigger it in. Bounce it to Getter. Getter dribble handoff. Poked away. And out of bounds. It will stay with Redwood Valley. Haas with it. Left wing. Back to the top and across to Alex Lang. Lang feeling it. He'll try a three. And Alex Lang. A spark off the bench. It's down to a 11-point deficit. 44-33. Jazorski into the front court. He'll go far side to Diggins. Diggins back to the top for Jazorski. He'll back up and reset with 11:27 left to go. Jazorski on the attack. Jazorski spins, tips, shot rattles out. Rebound picked up by Diggins. Second effort, no. And the rebound is tipped out and controlled by Purim. Shot, offensive foul going to be called on Beachy. Firm crowd not happy. That's the third foul on Beachy. 11:09 left to go here, second half. Woodford with it on the wing right side. Cole brings it inside to Getter. And Carter Getter going to be called for an offensive foul. And Purim going to take a timeout, so we'll take one as well. 44-33, Purim on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Class 2A state quarterfinals here on KLGR. 11:03 left to go here in the second half. It's 44-33. Perham on top. Perham will have the ball. Redwood Valley will press. Pressup gets it. Cole locking him down. And Perham will run it up as Redwood Valley backs it off a little bit. Beachy with it. Back to the top for Jazorski and across. Pressup thought about a three. He'll instead hold and just work the perimeter. And a foul going to be called underneath on, I think, Bryant Haas. Connor Josephson comes in for Cole Woodford. .10:45 left to go. Ball kicked into Cressup. Cressup with it on the left wing. Goes around a screen. Diggins at the top. Diggins hands it off to Beachy. Beachy lobs back across, tipped out. Off of Carter Getter. And now they're going to talk it over. Both officials discussing it. And they change the call. Trying to not deny the Redwood Valley faithful, who knew it was Redwood Valley's ball from the get-go. Haas tries to drive. Kick back out. Carson Woodford for three. Offline. Loose ball picked up by Jazorski. He'll slide it across. Near side to Rasmussen. Rasmussen kicks it to Beachy. Beachy back to the top of the key. Diggins far side. He'll hand it off. Perham starting to try to glide through as Beachy goes to Jazorski far side for Diggins. Perham now will run an offensive set. Now will dribble back out. Press up with it. Haas right in his face. Press up. Josephson nearly able to tip the ball away. Nice sliding effort by Connor Josephson. Jazorski with it. He'll inbound as Bronson Smith, Cole Woodford, and Kyle Huntercook all check back in. Carson Woodford, Bryant Haas, and Carter Getter all check out. Pressup gets the inbound, far side. Redwood Valley tries to trap. Jazorski far side. Hands it off. Jazorski to Rasmussen. Rasmussen back far side for Diggins. Diggins to Beachy. Beachy back out to Cressup. Cressup trapped in the corner. Back out, lobbed underneath to Jazorski. Jazorski has his shot rejected. Loose ball tipped. Jazorski has it blocked. Still trying to find the ball. Redwood Valley comes up with it. Woodford has it. Cole zings it in the corner. Alex Lang, he'll try another three offline. And a foul going to be called on Hunter Cook. Trying to grab the rebound. Hunter Cook called for the foul. Perham will now be in the bonus the rest of the way. It will be Rasmussen, who is 1-for-3 from the line. This will be a 1-and-1. And first free throw is good. Second free throw is no good. Rebound picked up by Josephson. Here comes Redwood Valley. 45-33, Perham on top. Josephson kicks it in the corner. Lang back to the top for Woodford. Cole back across. Josephson on the right wing. Back to the top for Hunter Cook. Kyle kicks it to Cole, far side. Cole getting ready to go around the screen. Got Beachy all over him. Lob back out for Josephson. Josephson on the attack. Dipped out. it will stay with Redwood Valley. Perham thought about trying to go after it, but said, well, we already tipped it, so let's just hang with where we're at. Alex Lang will check out of the game. Josephson back to Woodford. Cole, again with Beachy all over him. Cole on the attack, and his shot is good. Cole Woodford, nice drive to the basket. 45-35, the score with 8:15 left to go here in the second half. Cressup, far side. Dribbling at the top. Jazorski, far side. He'll go around a screen, back out to Rasmussen. Jazorski, far side to Cressup. Cressup, far side. Rasmussen. Rasmussen on the attack. Rasmussen. Shot is good in the foul. It's all going to be on Bronson Smith. Rasmussen with the basket, a free throw to try to make it a 13-point lead. Free throw is good. 48-35, Brent Sander into the game. He's got the ball in the wing, back to Cole at the top. Cole, pull up three! Offline, and the rebound hauled in by Diggins. Diggins to Cressup. Cressup far side. He dribbles into the corner. Cardinals trying to put on some pressure with 7:30 left to go. Rasmussen in the corner to Diggins. Diggins on the attack. Kicks it out. Rasmussen. Rasmussen on the drive. Rasmussen teardrop is good. Charlie Rasmussen taking over here in the second half. A 15-point lead for Perham. Josephson, high floater offline. And a foul going to be called on Josephson as Jazorski brought the ball up. Third on Josephson, and that will send Jazorski to the free throw line. Rasmussen with 15, Jazorski with 10. First free throw is good. 51-35 as Colin Wells comes into the game for Connor Josephson. One more free throw on the way. Second is no good. Rebound to Kyle Huntercook. Redwood Valley will bring it up. 7:03 left to go here, second half. 51-35, Perham on top. Wells top of the key. Gets it to Brennan Sanders. Sanders zings it into the corner. It's tipped away. Jensen Beachy read the pass. Ryan Haas, Alex Lang back into the game for Brennan Sanders and Bronson Smith. Lang will inbound in the corner. Gets it to the top for Wells. Colin going around the screen right side. Colin Wells kicks it in the corner to Lang. Lang on the attack, and he is fouled before he can even get to the basket. That is just the third foul on Perham here in the second half. So Rasmussen picks up his second. Redwood Valley already at 9. Inbound to Haas in the corner. Haas tries the drive, lobs it back out. Huntercook nearly has it stolen away. Kyle Huntercook, nice drive to the basket for two. Wide open lane. We're going to get a timeout on the floor. 51-37, Perham on top with 6:42 left to go here in the second half. We'll take a break. You're listening to the State Class 2A quarterfinals here on KLGR. Back here at Williams Arena, Perham gets the inbound. Frederick Valley trying to press. Beachy loses the handle, and a foul going to be called. That will send Jensen Beachy to the free throw line. He has only attempted one free throw. First free throw is good for Jensen Beachy. That makes it 52-37. Second is also good. 53-37. Firm leading Redwood Valley with 6:31 left to go here second half. Woodford kicks it inside to Hunter Cook. Kyle up and in again. That has been one thing that has worked well offensively for Redwood Valley. Now the Cardinals try and pressure. Jazorski into the front court. Cardinals try a trap and a steal by Bryant Haas into Woodford, who lays it up for two. And it's down to a 12-point lead. 53-41 with 5:57 left to go. And a timeout going to be called by Purim. So Purim forced to call a timeout after a couple of baskets by Redwood Valley. We'll take a break. 5:56 left to go here, second half. It's 53-41, Purim on top. You're listening to the State Class 2A quarterfinals here on KLGR. 5:56 remaining here in the second half. 53-41, Purim leading. Redwood Valley pressing. Purim trying to get some space to get the ball up floor. Press up to Diggins' far side. Diggins will dribble back to the top. And now he wants to go to work. Diggins inside. Shot is good, and a foul will be called. Alex Lang called for the foul. Diggins' basket is good. He'll try for the three-point play. Free throw is good. 56-41, and now a little pressure put on by Purim. 5:30 left to go here, second half. Cole on the attack, kicks it in the corner to Wells. Colin Wells steps into a three. It's no good. Rebound hauled in to Jazorski. Purim able to get the ball in. Kicked out. Press up in the corner. Three, no good. Diggins with the rebound, and a foul going to be called on Brian Haas. That'll be two more free throws for Diggins. First free throw for Diggins is no good. Bronson Smith going to come into the game for Bryant Haas. One more free throw coming up with Purim on top by 15, 56-41. Second free throw for Diggins is good. 57-41, 5:06 left to go here, second half. Wells with it on the left wing. Wells back outside for Hunter Cook. Kyle on the drive. Bounces it to Alex Lang, up and in for two more. Alex Lang having a nice game here tonight. Purim beats the press once again. Ichi, and he is fouled. That'll send Beachy to the free throw line with 4:39 remaining. Free throw for Jensen Beachy is good. 58-43, Carter Getter comes in for Alex Lang. And second free throw by Beachy is no good. Wells will bring it up. Colin with it on the right wing. 4:30 left to go. Ball poked away. Wells gets it back. Wells across far side to Getter. Getter back to Cole at the top. Cole on the attack. Pulls up for two. Offline. And Jazorski is fouled, trying to bring the ball up. And he will head to the free throw line. Jazorski, first free throw is no good. Purim has shot a lot of them. here tonight. Connor Josephson comes in for Colin Wells. Jazorski's second free throw is no good, but lane violation was called anyway. So empty trip for Purim with 4:18 left to go. Cole gets the inbound. He'll sprint it in. Beachy trying to lock him down. Cole goes around the screen, kicks it in the corner to Bronson. Bronson works the perimeter in the corner to Getter. Getter back outside for Cole. Cole on the attack, and a foul going to be called, I believe, on Jazorski. And Beachy will actually be called for the foul, so that is his fourth. And Beachy mutters something to the effect of sick of this, and Bronson Smith tends to agree. Woodford at the top, Cole looking to go to work. Cole zips it inside, couple players collapse on each other. Turnover, Redwood Valley will give the ball to Purim. Inside to Cressup. Press it back to the top. 3:40 left to go. Diggins on the move, and his shot is good. Finn Diggins for two more. And a foul going to be called the other way. 60-43. With 3:29 left to go. Hunter Cook gets the inbound. Kyle, his shot is tipped up and in, nearly blocked. 60-45, Purim underneath, and now the transition basket starting to add up as well. Cole with it, 3:12 left to go. Cole on the drive. Cole, floater glass is good. And now pressure put on by Redwood Valley with 3 minutes left to go. Lobbed into Beachy. Beachy. Tough angle. Shot no good, but it's tipped in by Diggins. ...64-47 the score. Cole at the top. Cole around the screen. Cole kicks it in the corner to Josephson. Back to Cole. Cole again on the attack. Shot is good in the foul. Rasmussen will be called for the foul. The basket the Cardinals definitely needed. Woodford with a chance for a three-point play with the score 64-49 with 2:33 left to go. Free throw no good. Rebound out to Alex Lang for three, and it just rattles out. Diggins controls the board. And now stolen away by Woodford. Cole will pull up for three offline. Off the top of the backboard. Loose ball picked up by Brennan Sander. Kicks down low to Kyle Huntercook. Kyle's shot is no good, and Diggins comes away with the rebound. And a timeout going to be called by Purim with 2:05 left to go. Purim leading 64-49. With 2:05 left to go here in the second half, we'll take a break. You're listening to the State Class 2A quarterfinals here on KLGR. 2:05 remaining here, second half. Purim will inbound. They get it in far side. Cressup with it. Cardinals trying to press. Cressup gets it to Diggins. Back to Cressup and to the top of the key for Beachy. Beachy far side. Brennan Sander trying to lock him down. Diggins with it. Diggins kicks it in the corner. Cressup will hold. Jazorski far side kicked in, bounced underneath. Shot is blocked from behind by Brennan Sander, but the rebound comes out to Purim. 1:32 left to go, and now a foul will be called. Diggins will head to the line once again as Hunter Cook picks up his fourth. Diggins with two more free throws coming up. He has 14 points for what has been a balanced term attack, although they have they've missed their share of free throws. 10 misses from the line for Perham. They were 8 of 11 in the first half, but they have taken a lot. Diggins with one more coming up. That one is good. 65-49, 1:27 left to go. Cole on the drive. Cole Woodford up and in for two more. 65-51. Jazorski able to get it in, bounce inside. Perham shot is good, and the foul. Beachy will head to the line. Beachy now with 12. Sander called for the foul. Free throw for Beachy is good. 68-51, Cole at the top. Cole throws up a shot. He's fouled. So Cole will head to the free throw line. Cardinals are trying to sustain this game as long as they can. Free throw for Cole is good. Cole Woodford makes it 68-52. And looks like we're going to get a timeout on the floor. 68-52. Redwood Valley trailing Perham with 1:07 left to go. We'll take a break. You're listening to State Class 2A quarterfinal here on KLGR. Back here at Williams Arena. 68-52, Perham on top. Cole Woodford with another free throw coming. He's got 22 points. Second free throw for Cole is good. Brian Haas comes into the game for Cole with 1:07 left to go. Inbound goes far side for Rasmussen, and Brennan Sander will foul him to send him to the line. Cole will come back into the game, as will Colin Wells. So that will send Rasmussen to the free throw line once again. First free throw is good. 69-53, Perham on top. Josephson and Sander check out. Wells and Woodford back in. Second free throw is also good for Rasmussen. 70-53, the score. Cole with it. Cole on the wing. Cole attacks. Kicks it inside to Bryant Haas. Tried to draw the contact. His shot, though, is good, and a timeout going to be called with 54.5 seconds left to go. 70-55, Perham on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to State Class 2A Boys Basketball here on KLGR. 54.5 seconds left to go. 70-55, Perham on top. Redwood Valley will try to get a steal. Perham able to get it in. They tip the ball up, and layup is good for Jensen Beachy as Perham again scores in transition. Wells far side gets it to Cole. Cole trying to attack, kicks it in the corner. Back to Haas for a three. Bryant Haas with a three. Cardinals not going down without a fight. 72-58, and a foul will be called on Jazorski. First free throw for Josh Jazorski is good. 73-58 the score as Perham going to go to the bench. With 26.9 seconds left to go. Perham Perham will say job well done. Jazorski with one more coming. Free throw is no good, and Perham tried to save it. It'll go to Redwood Valley. So Redwood Valley will play Esko tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Concordia St. Paul. Wells gets it to Woodford. Cole turns. He'll try a deep three offline. Rebound is hauled in with 15 seconds left. Redwood Valley will not foul. Perham brings it in. Coach Pressup says, dribble it out, and Redwood Valley comes up short in the state class 2A quarterfinals, 73-58. They fall to the Perham Yellow Jackets. We will take a break. We'll come back with the post game after I go up to the media area to get some interviews. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Redwood Valley Boys Basketball here on KLGR. And back here at Williams Arena, final score, Perham beats Redwood Valley 73-58. So Redwood Valley will play tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Concordia University in St. Paul. They will be going up against Esko. Winner advances to the Constellation Championship. The loser, unfortunately, of that game tomorrow night is done for the year. For Redwood Valley, they were led by Cole Woodford. He finished with 23 points. Redwood Valley had this to a four-point game at the half, 28-24, but Perham started to really use that rebounding advantage in their favor as they are able to get the win. They improved to 30-1 on the season. Redwood Valley now 16-12 on the year. We were hoping to be able to catch up with Coach Lindahl, but had not been up in the media area yet at the time that I checked there. We'll try to connect with him before tomorrow's game so that we can get some reaction and get you ready for the matchup against Esko coming up tomorrow. That is going to pretty much wrap it up here for this broadcast. Again, unfortunately, Redwood Valley falling by a score of 73-58. We'll have more basketball for you tomorrow. We will have three games on the airwaves for you. As we'll have Springfield taking on Spring Grove. That will be here at 11 a.m. Then we will have Westbrook Walnut Grove taking on Northwoods. That'll be at 5 o'clock. And then we'll have Redwood Valley taking on Esko from Concordia St. Paul. So that's all coming up on the airwaves tomorrow. Make sure to tune in. Redwood County American Dairy Association player of the game. We're going to go with Cole Woodford, of course, as looks like they are just bringing around some final stats. So we'll run through all of those stats here just one final time. Redwood Valley finished the game 24 of 47. They were 7 of 17 from 3. Esko finished the game 23 of 50 from the field and 24 of 35 from the free throw line. Esko out-rebounded Redwood Valley 36-21. That was the real difference. They outscored Redwood Valley 45-34 in the second half. And unfortunately, as mentioned for the Cardinals, they fall, and they're now in the consolation portion of the bracket. Connor Josephson with 1 point, Cole Woodford with 23, Bronson Smith with 10, Kyle Huntercook with 12, Colin Wells with 2, Brian Haas with 5, Alex Lang with 5. Got the Cardinals to their total of 58. Jensen Beachy with 15. Charlie Rasmussen with 19. Josh Jazorski with 14. And Finn Diggins with 15. Carter Cressup with 7. And Elijah Morris with 3 for Perham. Seth Topol signing off from Williams Arena. Join us for a full day of basketball tomorrow on your home for Redwood Valley Athletics. KLGR 1490 AM, FM 95.9, KLGR Redwood Falls.